We're going to talk about three teams we hate.
Hate, 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 double hate.
Loathe entirely.
That's right. And so there is a method to the madness here. There is a premise to this game that we're going to play today. And we found this on Twitter. I think it was still Twitter at the time when we found this, right? Or was it Instagram? Anyway, either way,
I don't remember.
We found this on social media somewhere. We thought it would be fun to do. I think it was back in July we found it. But here's the premise. You are allowed to hate three teams: the Yankees, a division rival, and rotating playoff opponents year to year. So, Brig, tell us first off, why do you hate the Yankees?
Okay. The Jacoby Ellsbury deal. The end.
There it is. That's the one. Okay. Well, and that's our show. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Brig obviously doesn't hate the Yankees. Brig, why don't you start with your replacement for the Yankees, which I think we all know who it is.
Yeah, it's Boston. It's the Red Sox.
Right. Super dumb. And that's just because you don't have a choice.
I don't want another choice. As a
Yankee fan. Well, I'm just saying you don't have a choice as a Yankee fan that you have to hate the Red Sox. Could you imagine somebody comes in wearing a Red Sox or wearing a Yankees hat? Like, hey, nice. Go Yankees. Screw Boston. And they're like, oh no, I actually really like the Red Sox too.
You'd be like, rip the hat off. Take it off. You don't deserve this.
My first question would be like, do you also like the Patriots and the Lakers and or the Cowboys and the Lakers? Exactly. Would be my next question. Right. Follow up.
Anyway. Are you from here? Or do you no, is baseball your second language?
Okay. Anyway. So instead of the Yankees, Brig obviously hates the Red Sox. So let's get into our next one. Who is your division?
What's your
rival?
Do you hate the Yankees, right?
Oh, yeah, I hate the Yankees. Yeah, of course, yeah. I hate the Yankees. I am born and bred Yankee hater.
Contractually
Except
obligated. Yeah.
I do have to say this, though. So there are two exceptions. First off, one, and I've said this before, that when the Yankees win, it doesn't make me nearly like viscerally upset as it used to because you're a Yankees fan. I like when my friends' teams do well, as long as they're not obnoxious about it. If you start being obnoxious about it, I'm really, really going to hate the Yankees.
For sure.
That's but fair. The other thing is one of my dad's best friends from growing up pitched for the Yankees in like the mid 80s.
Okay. So, I have a couple of alibis.
Yankee haters, we have like that tie.
Yeah. I have a couple of alibis as well. And maybe you can find the photograph while I do this. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe.
The one from this July or August,
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have it?
Oh, it's way back there, Brig.
Okay, never mind. So, baseball family, I grew up in a Red Sox home. My dad is a big Red Sox fan. So, while I hate the Red Sox as a team and an institution, I don't hate Red Sox fans. Okay, I just don't. And I need to make that very clear. And in fact, I love the interplay and the teasing and all the banter that goes with it. And I think it's so much fun. In fact, I have a Red Sox fan living in my home right now, and I don't have a problem with that, right? And when my buddy, I got another buddy, Mike Farns, shout out to Mike Farns, when he comes over to stay, you know, I'll go through his luggage and find his Red Sox hat and switch it out for a Yankees
hat. We did that. We did that on TikTok.
Exactly.
Rivalries in real
life. It's the right way to go. So, yeah, I love it. The other two alibis I have are Dustin Pedroia and his bigness. Those are like, I don't care that they played for the Red Sox. I just love them to pieces. So love them to death.
Well, Brig, that was like the perfect filibuster because I have you covered right here.
You do? I can filibuster. Just about anything.
I do. Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, man. I got to go to Yankee Stadium this year with my dad for the very first time. And
that's the one. It was the first one that popped up in my feed.
That's the one, man. So you can see we're a pair, you know. Holding the Yankees logo in his hand with the popcorn bucket. It's the best decision my dad ever made. It's as close as he got to greatness.
You know, I almost said at the beginning, this has got to be a serious show. You couldn't make me laugh. Often. There it is. We reached it.
I can't help you.
Okay.
Okay, so, go ahead. All right.
Okay, so you want me to start with my division rival? The division Please. Rival I hate. Okay, and I feel like this is pretty obvious. I've made it this point a lot over the 4 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
And I hated them before everything with the trash cans. As a fan of an AL West team, I hate the Astros.
Like, yeah.
So much. And it's funny because we have a friend of the show who's a big Astros fan.
Two friends of the show, yeah. And they're big Astros fans. Or
big Astros yeah. fans, yeah. And I actually liked going on their show and giving them a hard time about it. But at the same time, they both owned the trash can thing. They're like, oh, yeah.
Right? For sure.
So the guys on no redeeming qualities. But anyway, yeah, no, I didn't like the Astros before that because it was one of those things where it's like when the Astros stunk and they were losing to everybody, they weren't losing to the Mariners for whatever reason.
Right.
And the Mariners had pretty good teams. 2016, they missed the playoffs by like a game that year, and they still just couldn't beat the Astros for whatever reason. I don't know what it was. Well,
and you can't.
Well, I mean, we know now, I guess.
Right. And we also can't get over not last season, but the season before. Like that 18 inning game.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, because I could put them in the playoff team, right? The playoff opponent.
You could.
I'm not going to because I don't want to double dip. But that 3-game series that turned into a 4-game series that actually was like
some of the best couple baseball pitches away I've ever from seen.
Being a Mariners sweep.
Yeah, it was incredible baseball, just absolutely nail biting baseball.
It was the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, Brig, I'm going to get a drink while you talk about your division rival.
Okay, my division rival, it's really not that hard. It's really not that hard. The reason, but I did struggle. I really wanted to put it together. I really wanted to come up with a thoughtful answer for this, Brad, and I'm sorry that it took me so long, but I think the favorite team to hate in the division is everybody else in the division. Everybody else. You just don't look as good from up here as you think you do. If you're down there and you're hanging out at eye level with your peers, you know, you probably look okay sometimes here and there. But from where we sit up at the top, you know, it's like I'm up here and I just see the top of your head and it's just not as attractive as you think you are. I see the squatchy on the top of your ball cap might look okay. So we don't even worry about who our least favorite division rival is because they all just so suck. They all suck.
So you're looking down from the top of your ivory tower and definitely not the standings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Just making sure you weren't talking
standing
about
standing on a mountain of historical excellence. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Acceptable answer. Thank
you. It's the true answer. This I mean,
you know what though? I say all the time, especially as a Seahawks fan. Like I live in Cardinals country, right? And people are like, "Oh, do you like the Cardinals?" Like, no, I hate the Cardinals.
Right?
How do you hate the Cardinals? They stink. Division rival. I'm a fan of another NFC West team. Same thing with I don't like the Angels. My wife is an Angels fan. I don't like the Angels. I don't like the A's. The A's can stink. The A's could lose 150 games. I would care. I'd still hate them. Right? I'll hate them when they go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're an AL West team. I hate the Rangers.
Salt Lake City.
So upset when the Rangers won the World Series break because they're another AL West team. Oh, it looks makes the division look good. I don't care.
Yeah.
They're a division rival. I don't like them.
Because you're allowed to be bitter, Brad. And just like I'm allowed to be superior as a Yankees fan, it's because we are superior. It's just not
so you get to be superior as a Yankees fan, and I have to be bitter as a Mariners fan.
Well, yeah, that's a law. Just because you are a happy person doesn't change the law, Brad. There's gravity, you know, there's the Yankee superiority, and then there's the string theory. It's all, they're the laws. String theory is a theory. I know. I don't know. I came up with that.
So, so is gravity, technically.
Yeah, gravity.
No, that's a law.
It's a law now.
Theory became.
Oh, man. Okay. Give me your playoff. Who's your playoff?
So for a long time, I'll be honest, for a long time, it was Cleveland. It was the Indians for a very long time because it took me forever to get over that 95 loss, right? But then I was kind of like, okay, the Clevelands aren't the Indians. Like, they're not the Indians anymore. They're the Guardians, whatever, you know. Yeah. I don't hate the Orioles. That's fine. 97 was a great year for them. And I already hate the Yankees. So 2000, 2001, the only other team really the Mariners played in the playoffs was, and you know what? It's just kind of like stuck since the Mariners swept them in the wild card round a couple years ago. It's the Blue Jays.
Oh.
Like I yeah. have like I was kind of like, yeah, dude, the Blue Jays, you know, like I like Vlad, I like Bo Bichette, you know. But like during that series, all it took was two games for everything to flip.
It flipped hard. Just
like, I do not like this team. And I didn't like them in 2023. I picked them to win the AL East. Maybe that's why, because it made me look bad with my pick. But at the same time, all year I was just like, once they started losing, I'm like, yeah, I hope they continue to lose because they deserve it.
Yeah,
because they were so unlikable during that wild card series in what was that now, 2022? So
yeah,
for now it's the Blue Jays. I'm hoping this next year it is somebody else.
Yeah,
but it will be the Blue Jays for now.
Fair. That's great. So my playoff team that I get to hate has also been a moving target, because obviously Seattle was just.
There's a history there. Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's my dark spot. It really is. And then Brad likes to poke
the Yankees went on to win the World Series the very next year. So
it doesn't matter. Okay.
And Brig, need I remind you that the Yankees beat the Mariners in the ALCS in 2000 and 2001 when the Mariners were supposed to win the World Series. I was set. I had my parents convinced. It's like, we got to order Sports Illustrated because we got to get the fan pack. Right.
Yeah.
So, right. And then just because you're Yankees, it didn't happen.
Okay. So thanks for touching my other dark spot, because the next moving target was Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. And I hated them for years and the stupid shilling and all the dumb. So anyway, I got really upset about all that for a while. And now I don't hate the D-backs, right? They got no beef with the D-backs anymore. It has shifted entirely to Houston. Of all the teams that the Yankees have ever faced in the playoffs, and that has now happened repeatedly, I will never get over that Aroldis Chapman home run that he gave up and where he smiled. And, oh, dude.
That was my next thought, was that potentially Aroldis Chapman was your playoff opponent, despite wearing pinstripes that year.
The person I hate the most, the team I hate the most, was Aroldis Chapman from 2017. Amazing. But no, it's the Astros, and as we've talked about a million times, we know why. But here's my official position: as a fan of the game, I'm over it. Right? I'm not interested in the trash can scandal anymore. I don't care to bring it up other than contextually, but as a Yankees fan, I will never let that die, ever. It's never going to go away, because it's just burned a hole in the legacy, and I am still angry. But as a baseball fan, it's like, okay, we're moving on. Everything's fine. I wish they'd have got hit a little harder, but that's it. Right. But as a Yankees fan, if I get to hate a team for playoff reasons, that's the one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for sure. I get it, man. And is there anybody in particular, like on any of those teams, that you just are like, is like at the top of your list?
Like the hater, the one I hate the most?
Yeah. Yeah.
The player?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to ask me that.
So, and to be fair, like for context, it's not like personal, right? Like, not like I hate this guy personally. Like, I dislike all his Instagram pictures. And no, it's just like, as a player, a guy that you, yeah.
Yeah. Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. I don't know why. He has every right to have a chip on his shoulder. He was picked number two. He was the best out of college.
He went to LSU.
He went to LSU. Total underdog,
right?
Yeah, total underdog. But I think he deserved to be the number one pick that year. And I think that he has played with a chip on his shoulder for a long time. It's probably not so much anymore, but it was for a while. But now he's turning around and maybe going to get, what's the politically correct term? Hosed by the Astros on this extension thing, or maybe going to free agency or whatever it is, and he's going to have another chip on his shoulder. Like, so I'm becoming a little more sympathetic to Alex Bregman, but for the longest time until about right now, he's been one of the guys that I just enjoy not being happy with.
Yeah. And I get that.
Love to hate him. Yeah,
for sure. So for me, for a long time, it was Jose Altuve. Like, there was nobody
for sure
higher on that list, right? And I think we talked about that in like episode 3, something like that, this show.
Yeah,
and he's still up there, but for baseball reasons, though, specifically baseball reasons, it's Yordan Alvarez.
Oh yeah.
Like, he it's because, and like, legitimately, Brick, I love to hate the guy because if he's not playing the Mariners, I'll watch every at bat because that dude is so captivating and so good. And I will revel in every single home run he hits. I'm like, as long as they lose, it's okay that he hits homers, right?
Yeah.
But like, when he plays the Mariners, I am just like a mess every single time because like, it's going upper deck. You got to know it's going upper deck every single time because that's where he puts it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's a Mariner killer. And it's just like Mike Trout. Like, I love Mike Trout to death. But man, when he plays the Mariners, I'm a mess.
Yeah,
because he's a killer. There are certain guys who kill certain teams, and those are two of them in the division. I'm glad Ohtani's gone because he was a third.
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt.
So
I agree with that.
Anyway, but baseball family, let us know. Remember, three teams: the Yankees. If you're a Yankees fan, tell us, confirm with us that you hate the Red Sox.
You please let us know you're okay.
That's right. And then a division rival. And a rotating playoff opponent. So let us know. And let us know who your rotating playoff opponents have been over the years, right? Like I said, mine was Cleveland for a long time. Now it's Houston. Or no, it's not Houston. Houston is my division rival. Now it's Toronto. It's the Blue Jays. And Briggs is Houston. But But let us know who it is. Put it in the comments. Drop in the mailbag. We want to hear. And we would love to share some of these if we get some.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.